You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's turn our attention to the weather, and we'll check that out with Risk Pulse's Mark Russo. He's in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's a beautiful day. It was a great weekend, and I'm wondering what the rest of this week looks like, because it doesn't feel all that much like September, at least not at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, Todd. It's certainly more like summer, you know, a little difference with sunrise and sunset times. Also, overnight temperatures aren't quite as high as what we saw midsummer, but then again, we're not that far off. And the way that this trend of kind of endless summer has been here, it looks like that's going to continue, even as, you know, officially we change the seasons from summer to fall. We're going to continue to see above normal temperatures here across, across much of the country, but specifically here in the Midwest, with high temperatures generally in the 80s here all week long, within a brief cool down over the weekend, but still remaining above normal. As far as rainfall chances are concerned, there will be some rain activity over the next several days across the far northern Corn Belt, particularly in areas of like northern Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. But for much of Illinois, it's actually on the dry side from now through Friday. So for any harvest progress planned overall, the next 5 days looks really good. We do see some activity here picking up as we go into later in the weekend and on into next week. A little bit here in Illinois, but there will be additional rains in areas of the far northern and then the western belt. And it's really this western part of the Midwest as well as the plains that's going to be on the active side. So for any harvest progress taking place there, certainly it'll be on the slow side in areas of Iowa, Nebraska, even up into Minnesota. That's where most of the rains will be. And then those rains extend southward and southwest into the plains region, which continues to just significantly boost soil moisture and overall soil moisture reserves for the upcoming winter wheat planting.
Does it look like a wet fall for the western part of the Corn Belt?
Well, it certainly is going to be starting out that way here, Todd, and one of the reasons for that, one of the reasons why it's been on the wet side here of late is because of this tropical component, and at times we've had these feeds coming directly off the tropics, and right now we have Hurricane Paine out in the Pacific, just southwest of the Baja Peninsula. It's going to be tracking up into the northern Baja Peninsula, and those remnants over time are going to move into the plains region and into the western Midwest, and so we've seen this other times with tropical activity, and then when the feed hasn't been out of the Pacific, it's been out of the Gulf of Mexico, and so we continue to have warmer than normal water temperatures. That's been one of the reasons for these tropical systems, and that takes a while for those SSTs to cool down. So yeah, at least going into October, and it looks like this theme will continue to be with us. It's not the whole Midwest, but really plains in western Midwest.
Thanks so much, Mark. Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It's a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. We're in the midst of a very quiet fall fun drive, and if you make a pledge of support right now, willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. We have a group of friends that will double your money. So do it right now. We'll make sure that it's a quiet drive. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. It's a Monday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.